Our weekly digest of what the critics are saying about new movie releases includes not one, but two period dramas. Mark Jordan Ligon of the online magazine Slate is here with summary judgment.
First up in wide release is the political drama All the King's Men. Based on Robert Penn Warren's 1946 Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, Sean Penn portrays the powerful Louisiana politician Willie Stark, based on the legendary populist Huey Long. The A-list cast also includes Anthony Hopkins, James Gandolfini, and Kate Winslet.
Listen to me. Listen here. If you don't vote, you don't matter. And then you're just as ignorant as them when the city say you are. Why they steal every last nickel out your pocket saying thank you, please?
Overall, the critics want this film run out of office. Overstuffed and fatally miscast, snarls Variety. USA Today calls it a thuddingly tedious soap opera, and the Seattle Post-Intelligencer thinks All the King's Men is handsome and offers a few riveting moments, but it's basically a botched job that misses all the impact of both the original movie and the classic novel that inspired it. Next up in limited release is The Science of Sleep. This fantastical dark comedy is about a young graphic artist who can't stop his imaginative dreams from invading his everyday life. Gael Garcia Bernal stars, and the film is from Michel Gondry, the director of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Hi, welcome back. Tonight, I'll show you how dreams are prepared. Love, friendships, relationships, and all those ships.
The critics embrace this visually arresting odd little film. The Village Voice shouts, sweet, crazy, and tinged with sadness, The Science of Sleep is a wondrous concoction. The Christian Science Monitor happily admits, very difficult to characterize, and that's why I like it. And the New York Times concludes, so while it may not, in the end, be terribly deep, it is undoubtedly and deeply refreshing. And we close with the wide-release period action drama, Flyboys. It tells the true story of a group of young fighter pilots during World War I. Think Top Gun, only instead of Reagan, Woodrow Wilson is president. James Franco stars.
We do not expect you to win the war, only to do what your conscience commands and your cars allow. You will train for 2 months.
So, these are the new corpses, huh?
Some of the nation's critics applaud the dogfight sequences, but the majority complain of tired cliches and a weak screenplay. The Minneapolis Star Tribune cheers, agreeably antiquated and enjoyable to the core, but the Chicago Tribune warns just about everything in the video gamey Flyboys rings false, although the planes certainly are terrific. And Entertainment Weekly points out that the actors are so styled and the dogfight so drippy with CG that, as a period piece, the movie almost looks like it's set in the future. Interesting that a reviewer called it video gamey, because there's actually a video game of Flyboys being released to stores this week. You know, which is ironic, because, you know, back in 1917, all they had was, like, Pong. Oh, and a loaf of bread only costs 9 cents.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.